Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we're entering a different phase. It's albeit connected, but now we want to enter from a different angle. So far, if someone asks you, what's your religion? We say, it's that of absolute perfection. That's our religion. Movement towards this absolute perfection. If they say, okay, can you introduce this deity of yours? We say, it's pure existence. Is there a prophet? We say, let's wait a while. Let's go through a few preliminary points before we get that. We'll discuss that later. They say, is there a resurrection? We say, yes, but I have to explain what we mean by resurrection. Many religions may speak of different forms of resurrection. We have to understand what is meant through rational terms. Okay, so we're all moving. Everything is connected. All is good. Good. Now, how do I move in this quest towards perfection? From deficiency to perfection. From potentiality to actuality. We did discuss before that feature which differentiates me with superiority over plants and animals is that of knowledge. And it's knowledge which is the differentiating factor. Now, what do we mean by knowledge, and how, what's the jurisdiction of this knowledge? We haven't discussed yet. But on the outward aspect of things, that which differentiates me from other things and grants me superiority and grants human superiority is the question of knowledge. It's important. Now, let's start from here. How do I receive this knowledge? And how does my movement from moment to moment correlate with knowledge? What is moving in reality when I am moving, when I am becoming more and more perfect, and I'm becoming more and more perfect through knowledge? What is happening in reality? For example, I go to school, I go to university, I read books, I read manuals, and so on and so forth. If someone was to ask me, so why are you doing all this? I say, well, I want to learn something. And then they say, so why do you want to learn something? My reply would be, I want to learn and know in order to earn. I want to know in order to play sports. I want to learn knowledge in order to study. I want to learn knowledge to know where I've come from, where I'm going. I want to know in order to have a living, to be rich, to be affluent. I want to know for whatever reason. But it's all about knowing. And then someone says, okay, but don't you already know? And I say, well, if I already knew, I wouldn't have gone to know in the first place, because I already would have had that knowledge. Why should I strive for it? Why am I striving to exit the bonds of the veils of ignorance and to be enlightened if I already had that knowledge? After all, I'm deficient. I don't have something. And I'm going towards something. I'm going towards perfection. And I want to attain something, but I'm deficient. I don't have it. And I want to acquire knowledge in order to become perfect, to acquire that particular thing. Then someone asks me, well, who's granting you this knowledge? And I say, okay, a teacher. And does the teacher know? I say, of course the teacher knows. Otherwise, the grantor of knowledge must have that knowledge before themselves. If they didn't have that knowledge, they couldn't grant it to another person. And then they ask me, okay, so tell me how you are existentially moving or growing through this knowledge. Where I say, well, the teacher talks, and I grow, and I learn. But then they say, wait a minute, you mean the sound waves of the teacher? Is that granting you knowledge? Is that what's happening? Is it the actual sound waves that is granting you that knowledge which you did not have, but the teacher had and is speaking, and through those sound waves, now you have been granted? And I say, well, apparently, yes, that's what's happening here. But then I look into myself introspectively. I say, wait a minute, but sometimes when I'm solving a puzzle all alone, that's happened many times, a puzzle, a dilemma, and so on and so forth, here I don't hear any words. How can one's knowledge increase then? What is it that is granting me knowledge at the time when I solve that problem, that dilemma, that puzzle? It's solved, but there was no sound waves. There was no teacher talking. Yes, I made that that transition from deficiency to actuality, and it was done through me thinking. But I was alone. There was no sound waves there. So what granted me? Who granted me that knowledge? Now I'm thinking introspectively now. These are mental exercises I'm doing. Who did this? I say to myself, well, maybe it was myself. But if I had the knowledge myself, I wouldn't have gone towards that. I wouldn't have striven for it. Why should I strive for something which is already before me? So here, what made that transition from potentiality to actuality within me arise? What is that thing which granted that knowledge which I did not have and now I have? Was it from within me or was it from outside me? Okay, if it was within me, we said that's not possible. Because if I already had it, I wouldn't have gone for it. If you say it was outside me, well, was it the teacher? Was it the sound waves carrying that knowledge? Is sound waves a prerequisite? Words have to come from a mouth? Is that it? What if that was not to come from a mouth? It was to come from a video clip, for example, or from a printed book. Who's granting the knowledge there? Are all the granters different? So, I don't have knowledge, but I'm reading, I'm listening. I may be alone, I may not be alone, but I didn't have knowledge. I'm looking for it to earn, to play, to study, or whatever, for whatever reason, in my quest for perfection. And then, over a period of time, with that puzzle, with that book, whatever, I've exited the realms of ignorance. I've become enlightened. I've become more knowledgeable now. But how? How was that knowledge granted to me? I don't know. But let's go one step back. The result was, after thinking, I exited the realms of ignorance. I became knowledgeable. So let's go one step back and see what this I is. It may lead to new avenues.